Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And a great Wednesday afternoon to you, or Tuesday afternoon to you. Jumping ahead one day. Brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. As the snow continues to fall, we bring you now the play-by-play call of the day. The Nets and the Nuggets on WFAN in New York.
Brown will inbound on the front court. Nets down two. 1.3 left. Up top, Joe Johnson. Off balance, three. Banked it in. Nets win. Whoa! Joe Johnson at the horn.
Chris Carino with the call on the Nets Radio Network and WFAN in New York as Joe Johnson, their prize free agent from a couple of years ago, comes through on the inbounds pass and knocks in the off-balance three-pointer at the wire to beat the Denver Nuggets 105-104. Also, Buddy Hield had another big shot last night that bailed out Oklahoma. They beat Texas last night as Hield hit one at the buzzer. He has had an incredible run all season, and he's going to get a lot of consideration for the Wooden Award for National Player of the Year. Buddy Hield of Oklahoma. Back now, the Blue-White game is going to be 2 o'clock in Beaver Stadium. You will hear the game on News Radio 1070 WKOK, the scrimmage beginning at 2 o'clock on April 16th. The Phillies play at night that evening, and we're looking forward to it. And that will be an interesting scrimmage for everybody. And Penn State will start its spring practices the 18th, 19th of March after spring break is over with at Penn State. Michigan's going to play at 4 practices down in Florida. I've had people so, what a brilliant move by Michigan. What a brilliant move by Jim Harbaugh. I don't agree with it at all. You can talk about a brilliant move that he's making and so forth. The SEC's against it, and the SEC's against a lot of things. You know, they were against the satellite camp that Penn State was doing down in Georgia and things like that. It's a satellite camp, for goodness sakes. You know, I don't care about that. This I do care about because it's still college. I know it's spring break, but it's still college. And turning into a semi-pro experience, and some argue maybe it already is a semi-pro experience. I don't think so. I think the key is still getting degrees because 98% of football players, basketball players, even 99% of basketball players don't play in the NFL or the NBA. Now, there's more pro basketball players because they can go to Europe, play on some teams. I'll give you an example. DJ Newbill, who had been playing in France, and then when his grandmother died, he left the team to go to her funeral. When they objected to him leaving to go to his funeral, I might add, they said, "We only allow you to go for your parents." He said, "Well, both my parents have passed away." But DJ knew through his agent, because he was leading his team in scoring, and he was leading the league in scoring, whatever. He knew he was going to get another job, and he's now playing in Italy. But many basketball players have that opportunity to play over in Europe. Some volleyball players can play, especially men's volleyball players, they can play over in Japan, places like that. So you can do it. There are some pro opportunities in other sports that do happen. Kelly Mazzani played not only for years in the WNBA, but she played for years in Europe. And those are some of the opportunities you do get. Now, you're not making a boatload of money, but you still have pro opportunities. Now, back to football. The vast majority are not going to be playing in the pros. So, the degree is important. I know this is spring break. But why take the money on a skip loader, put it in the parking lot, and set it on fire? That's the equivalent of what they're doing. I mean, they have to pay for the charter. They have to pay for hotels down there. They have to pay hotel rooms. They have to pay for their food down there. They have to pay for their bus transportation down there. To spend a week down there. Why do you do this? It's something that, to me, makes no economic sense at all. It's a slap at the rest of the athletic department, because guess what? There are other programs that need that money that don't make any money. And at the same time, this is college football. This isn't the pros. And I'm completely against this. Completely against what he's doing. And it has nothing to do. I don't care what team it is. I don't care if it's the University of Minnesota was doing it. Right? It's spring practice. There is no game at the end of the rainbow. There's no game at the end of this. There's a scrimmage. It's 15 spring practices. They've been, you know, there were years ago, they were talking about eliminating spring practice. Used to be you could have 20 spring practice sessions, and then they wanted to cut it back to 10. They compromised at 15. There are some who said that spring practice should be cut out. I think that would be wrong. 15's fine. I think you're supposed to do it within the span of 30 or 31 days, something like that. But taking an entire team for a week to Florida for spring practice? Sorry, that to me is not the... There's so many things that are probably not the college model of today compared to 30, 40 years ago. But to me, that's not the college model. It's just not. I don't buy into this. And then the genius of recruiting and going to IMG Academy. Look, you can only get 25 guys. What, are you going to get 20 guys from IMG Academy? Not all the IMG guys are awesome and incredible either, by the way. I mean, Michael O'Connor came here from IMG, and Mike's no longer in the program. Mike had some good qualities as a quarterback, but still. Just saying, it's not like I've never seen an IMG Academy player before, because I have. I just don't buy into this. I don't buy into it because, again, it's spring practice. I don't buy into it. I don't buy into the money being wasted to fly the entire team down there. I don't buy into the money being wasted to put them up in a hotel. I don't buy the money wasted for bus transportation. I don't buy into the money wasted for food. I don't buy into that. We got people all over the country right now fighting to keep their jobs and doing whatever they have to do. And, you know, these guys are taking joy trips. Well, what kind of joy trip is that? I don't buy into it. To me, spring practice should be on campus. And if you have a weather problem, they all have indoor facilities. Michigan has Schembechler Hall. Penn State has Aluba Hall. You know, all these places now have indoor facilities. It's just practice. And that's the part I can't buy into it. It is just practice. And I think it's fiscally irresponsible of Jim Harbaugh, for one thing, for his athletic department. And the end of the rainbow is a scrimmage in the stadium before 15, 20,000 people. That's it? What's IMG Academy? You can send your child, Tony wants to know from Shemokin, what's IMG Academy? IMG Academy is a place where you can send your son or daughter to go to and it's like a high school. IMG Academy is a high school down there, essentially, except it's private. And they have all they have tremendous facilities down there. Danny Morrissey, for example, who played basketball at Penn State, Danny went to IMG Academy. I think IMG was started by Nick Bollettieri. So that's what it is. It is a private high school. And you can get players from all over the country or the world to come in there. Tennis players, basketball players, football players. And that's what it is. And I can't buy into this. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's Harbaugh. I don't care. If this were James Franklin doing it, I would not be on here telling you that I think it's a stroke of genius. I think it's a stroke of wasted money. I mean, why? You know, we're in a society right now where, to me, I don't think you waste anything. You don't waste anything. You don't waste time. You don't waste money. You don't waste. And I'm not sure where this falls in the calendar. If these are the first four practices, I believe the first two, I think it's the first four practices they're having, right? If it is, you do realize the two of them have to be without pads. You have to have three practices without pads in the spring. You're only allowed to have 12 practices in the spring with pads. The first two have to be acclimation without pads. So you're going to have four practices down there, and two of them are without pads. Really? I don't call that a stroke of genius. Oh, it may be a stroke of genius in terms of, you know, going down there and, you know, and understanding the rule. I don't like the rule. I didn't like when Tom Izzo took the basketball team down to the national championship semifinal. It just doesn't. I mean, to me, that's an additional benefit because they used a team charter to do it. And again, my problem is it's spring practice. Hey, you are not taking the team away because, look, the game is coming up and it's, you know, we need the four practices, campus is closed, the whole deal, we need to do this, we've got a game coming up at the end of the month. All right, now at this point, maybe I'm looking around saying, okay, man, I might be able to buy into this, okay, it's like going to a bowl game early, I'm fine with that. But not this. What is the end game of the spring? The Maize and Blue game. 22,000 fans sitting in a cavernous stadium watching a scrimmage. That's the end game. But that's okay. We took four practices, two without pads in Florida. Remember, if it's the first four practices, the first two have to be without pads. Acclimation. So you get two practice days with pads? Really? I don't blame the SEC for being upset about this. Now I realize they have the advantage of being down south, but it is the springtime. You'll be able. The vast majority of Penn State's practices usually are indoors, and you hope to get outdoors once it turns to April. That's fine, but it's all about getting the work done. It's about getting the work done. You can get a lot of work done indoors. There's no need. Okay, the end game is the blue-white game, where everybody comes together. Last year, there were 68,000 people at Beaver Stadium. This, to me, I think it's not an investment. I think it's just a big waste of money. We're all going to go on a fun trip down to Florida. Oh, yeah, we're going to practice for 4 days. But did he tell you that two of them are without pads? Really? Really? We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Forget the groundhog.
The sales manager at Sunbury Motors Kia saw his shadow on the lot.
So that can only mean one thing.
Another 4 weeks of easy dealing at Sunbury Motors Kia.
I want to see you in Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
When we say easy, we mean easy. 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on all remaining 2015 models, as well as the 2016 Serrano, Sportage, Sedona, Forte, and the iconic Soul. SMC has snow-busting 2016 Serranos and Sportages starting at $21,554, plus clearance pricing on all new Kias. And remember, all new Kias come with an easy 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. The sales manager at Sunbury Motors Kia saw his shadow.
So there's four more weeks of huge savings at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at SunburyMotors.com. SMC, selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
It's been a big issue. The SEC is complaining about it to the NCAA, but it should be pointed out the NCAA is not going to rule on anything one way or the other until actually after Michigan is done with spring practice. Michigan will already be back from Florida by the time they rule on it. So, but it will affect everything down the road. I predict that you will not be allowed to take your spring practice off campus when this is all said and done. This is going to be a one-year deal, and that's it. I think they're going to go in that direction. There's no need to take your spring practice off of campus. It's spring practice. It's not training camp. It's not getting ready for the season. My goodness, even when Penn State went to Ireland a year and a half ago, Penn State left on a Tuesday night, practiced Wednesday, Thursday, walked through on Friday, played the game Saturday, was back on the plane right away. I mean, even when they were playing overseas, for goodness sakes, Penn State is going to spend less time in Ireland than Michigan for spring practice is going to spend in Florida. And the rule, look, is he breaking the rule by going down there? No. They put the loophole in. He found the loophole, I think in part because Michigan State also found the loophole when it came to traveling the basketball team down to the Cotton Bowl so they could watch their team get destroyed by Alabama. And they made a big deal out of the change in that rule. But I've never been for example, let's take college basketball. I've never been for foreign trips. Never. You know, I'm for you get ready for the season. When it comes time to travel, you travel. Now, you could talk about the benefits of going and so forth. The Penn State baseball team, for example, did go to Cuba at Thanksgiving. Look, there are benefits to going that are educational. There's no question about that. There's no educational benefit, by the way, of going to Florida. What are you going to see? The Pirates training campsite? The beach? I mean, I know when Penn State basketball went to Europe, for example, they did go to Belgium, the Battle of the Bulge. They did go to Normandy. I mean, there was some educational benefit there. Obviously, the Penn State baseball team going to Cuba was a cultural experience going to a place that people have been unable to go to, and the Cuban fans were fascinated to see them. And the Penn State baseball team could not have brought enough baseballs with them because baseballs are in short supply in Cuba. Well, they would throw these kids baseballs, and you would have thought they were throwing gold bars at them the way they scrambled for them. And Penn State did a great job of making a tremendous impression on the Cuban people, and vice versa, the Cuban people made a great impression on the Penn State baseball players. I just did the first pitch dinner, for example, and had a chance to talk to them, 2 weeks ago about all this. And Dr. John Nichols was on the trip, and he was explaining everything culturally that happened that was a big plus on both sides. All right, I get that part of it. I'm still not big on foreign trips for basketball teams and things like that. I never have been. To me, you train, you work, you go to school here, so that's where you are. Take class, build up some credits, get into training camp, work at training camp, and then you go play your schedule. Same thing with football. Spring practice is spring practice. You got 15 practices. Three are without pads. Usually the first two are without, then you pick one later on in spring practice where you don't wear pads. You end up with, after that, 11 other practices, and then your spring game is your 15th practice, usually. Some teams every once in a while have a practice after the spring game, but Penn State hasn't done that in a long time. And so Jim Harbaugh takes the loophole in the rule, which he's entitled to do, and he does this, which, by the way, under the rules, he is entitled to do. Well, just because he's entitled to do it doesn't mean I like it. I don't care if it's Jim Harbaugh or if it's Kansas doing this. A lot of people have praised about, how clever and innovative it is. Look, we've got to stop professionalizing all sports except for professional sports. I watched today, I was working at Channel 3 this morning, and they were doing work on signing day, and I had not watched any of ESPN's coverage of signing day because I was doing basketball that day, and I had this show, and I had practice and things like that, pregame shows and so forth, so I didn't really watch it. I listened to it today. I was stunned. They made it seem like it was the NFL draft.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday. Scott Radisic, former Nittany Lion All-American, played in the 82 National Championship team, but now he works for Populous, has for many years, the old HOK. They're the ones that are doing the facilities review at Penn State and will be making recommendations and giving Penn State a variety of options as to what to do, plus price tags. Scott Radisic will join us on the show Thursday. Looking forward to it very much. We have been talking about Michigan taking its spring practice down to Florida for four practices 1 week during spring break. We've been discussing that, among other items. The SEC has objected to it. Naturally, they've objected to it, but I've never liked the idea of it either. It has nothing to do with who's doing it. I could care less. It's just the principle of it. It's spring practice. Hey, use your indoor facility. It's spring practice. There's no game at the end of the rainbow here. Why waste the money? There's no need to waste the money. Or suddenly out of nowhere, you're going to be a better football team because you practice 4 days at IMG Academy as opposed to 4 days at Schembechler Hall? Please. It's all part of the show. I'm not big on the show. To me, it's about work. And this one doesn't fly. This one doesn't pet. Michigan will be allowed to go, but I also think they'll be the last ones allowed to go. The NCAA says they can't really look into it. The SEC complained until, I think, sometime in April. Well, they would have spring practice. They're going down the week of March 19th or something like that. Time now for our sports bozo of the day, and the winner is going to be Cam Newton, not because of the press conference. He handled himself, by the way, according to Peyton Manning, with great grace in the field. It's what he said today about the fumble play and basically how he backed it. He admits he backed out of there because he didn't want to get hurt. And then said that how many times have you seen a guy throw an interception and he's giving a half-hearted effort on the play? And he's absolutely right about that. Absolutely right. But I don't really care what happens in a game in October or November when the game is 24-7 at the time with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I don't care about that. When the game is 16-10 and it's a one-possession game and you're trying to win the world championship, you throw yourself in there with everything you've got. Your job is to get the football and not back out. That's why I label them the sports bozo of the day. You know, there's, why bother playing in the game if you're more concerned about your brand? You got to dive back in and get the football. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. And he freely admits he backed it. And, you know, look, we see quarterbacks do it all the time. They back off on an interception play. I see it all the time. But when it's the championship, there's a lot more riding on the line. For example, Ben Roethlisberger didn't back off on that play in Indianapolis when Jerome Bettis fumbled at the goal line. He made the tackle at midfield, and eventually Vanderjack was wide right. In fact, I think it was closer to Illinois than it was to any place in Indiana. Dick in Milton. Hi, Dick. Welcome back. Great to hear you.
Hey, Steve. Hey, I wanted to tell you, next time you get Coach Davis on, Bucknell every 4 years takes the basketball team to on a trip. And this is dated back from Coach Flannery's times. Coach Paulson followed suit. I'm assuming Coach Davis will do the same thing because I'm not – you might ask him about the tradition of it because he's actually been on those trips with Coach Flannery. I know that. But they've been to Italy. They've been to England. And they always play four or five games. I'm not sure the number. And then they get the tour. But it's been going on for every fourth year for quite a while.
Well, everybody does it, Dick. That's not some startling revelation. Everybody does it. Penn State went to Canada. They went to Europe 2 years ago. Everybody does it. Doesn't mean I have to like it.
Do they do it on a regular basis, is what I'm telling you? Because they do it every 4 years.
You're allowed to do it every 4 years.
I'm not sure if everybody does it, but they do it. That's what I'm saying. I've been following them for years, they've been doing it.
Everybody does it. Every fourth year, you can count on teams going. I don't like it. To me, it's not college.
The other side of the coin, though, is because, and I don't know the number, but it's staggering. The number of kids at Bucknell that actually go abroad for a 6 month for one semester is unbelievable. I would have never thought it was that high. Now you take kids that spend all 4 years playing basketball. Now they obviously get to travel around the country and play, but they don't have that opportunity unless they drop off the basketball team to do a year abroad, a semester abroad. So there is some equity in that to me.
Dick.
Go ahead.
The basketball players told me that. The basketball players are on scholarship.
I understand.
The kid going abroad, okay, is paying for their education. Is a huge difference.
By the same token, they weren't always on scholarships at Bucknell. The Patriot League wasn't always a scholarship league. That's my point. That's very true.
I agree with that, but Dick, I don't like the rule, okay? You're playing college basketball. You're playing college football. Play college basketball and college football. Okay, stop wasting money.
Well, it is what it is, and you don't like it. I don't have a problem with it because I actually think these kids get something out of the college besides just playing basketball and playing football and playing whatever. That's my thing with that.
But Dick, we're going to agree to disagree on this one. Now, Dick, they're on scholarship. They already have a completely different deal than everybody else.
Well, I'm not disputing that. That's not my argument. Okay. My argument is these kids are getting to do something that some of them would never do. Some of these kids that come in there on scholarships don't come from a lot of money, whether it be at any school, and a lot of them would never go to Europe. They would never go to these places, and maybe after they graduate, even with their scholarships, because they might still never go to those places. So to me, it's actually an educational benefit, even if it's for 2 weeks or whatever. I have no problem with it, and I'm never going to agree with you on this one.
No, Dick, not this time, because here's the deal. Without the scholarship, they would have no shot at education.
I'm not even disputing that aspect of it.
Okay, they're already getting a free education out of it. Okay, now do I have to send them to Europe every 4 years to enhance it?
Well,
I didn't go to Europe. And I paid for my education.
Maybe you should have got a basketball scholarship. My point, Steve, is listen, I'm going to let this go at this because I'm not going to argue about it.
You've never seen my jump hook.
you don't like it, and I have no problem with it. I don't, so I'm assuming because it's your show, you're right and I'm wrong, and we'll just let it go at that. Thanks.
No, Dick, no, this is, no, but Dick, you don't seem to understand the dynamics of this. I want to know how they pay for it and what's, oh, see, now he leaves. No, Dick, you can't do that, okay? Okay, I want to know, for example, how do you pay for it? Does it come out of the athletic department budget? All right, then which team then ends up losing it, losing money out of it, because now you don't have the money in the budget for somebody else? I don't agree with this off-season, let's travel the world stuff. Right? I never have agreed with it. Penn State went to Canada. All right, fine. Ed took him to Canada. Okay. Pat took his team to Europe. Did they get educational benefits out of it? Yeah, sure. They went around, saw the Battle of the Bulge area. They went to other historic sites and so forth while they were there, and they played three basketball games. But I'm sorry, I don't buy into this. Okay? You got a scholarship to play basketball, okay? I just don't. We're taking it too far. We're taking it too far. And the vast majority of students do not go on foreign trips. They don't. Now, many do. You're absolutely right about that. But guess what? They're paying for their education, too. Now, if they fund it in such a way where a major donor comes forward and donates money for them to do it, okay, I can buy into that. But if it's coming out of the athletic department budget, there's not just a free money flow left and right here. But at the same time, if you're a coach, you're going to go argue to your athletic director saying, look, X, Y, and Z are doing it competitively, we need to do it too. And that's what the argument is all the time. Because they're doing it, we have to do it. If we don't, we're losing a competitive advantage. And in that case, the coach is right about that. In that case, the coach is right. We're losing a competitive advantage by going. You could talk about all the cultural advantages you want, so forth. The bottom line is you're going to play basketball. And he's taking his team down to Florida for spring break. I'm sorry. If I'm an athletic director, I'm going to look and go, hey, look, you got Schembechler Hall. Go over and practice there. Okay? And all this, it's my show and it's my opinion, the whole thing. You know, guess what? Okay? Just because I think it's fiscally irresponsible to do that, because I do think it's fiscally irresponsible to do that. But if you're a coach, like take Nathan Davis, for example, he's going to point out all the teams in his league that are going, which is a valid argument. And he's going to say they have a competitive advantage over us. That's a valid argument. I understand all that. I'm saying the NCAA needs to put a stop to it. I get media guides all the time. We went to Australia. We went to Europe. We went, you know, it's like, okay, great. I mean, you already have opportunities to play in tournaments in Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Cancun, the Virgin Islands, battleships. You already have more advantages of travel than anybody else on campus. Many more. You get to see parts of the country other students on campus don't get to see, plus there are other places you get to go to. Great Alaska Shootout, Maui Invitational, Cancun Tournament, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands. Michigan State and UConn open the season in Germany. Pitt and Gonzaga open the season in Japan. Now, at least those are regular season games. I'm perfectly fine with that because obviously it's sponsored and there's some group that is sponsoring you to go. There's no issue with that whatsoever with me at all. You want to play a regular season game and it's sponsored and somebody like the Gazelle Group wants to sponsor it? Absolutely. I have no problem with Gonzaga playing Pitt in Japan. Now, they had to stop the game at halftime because the court, I think they were playing in Okinawa, became riddled with condensation and became dangerous. That happens. Same thing with a couple of the battleship games. They've had to stop those. But basketball teams get an opportunity just in the regular season to travel all over the place and have opportunities to go places that other people don't. Now, admittedly, Colgate is not one of the Hamilton, New York is not one of the garden spots of the world. Nice place, but you don't brag that you went to Hamilton, New York. No offense to the good people of Hamilton, New York. But college basketball teams get to do many more things than the average student on campus does. Based on how they schedule. What tournament are you in? Where do you start the season? Hey, guess what? We're going to play in the Disney World Classic. Three games. Okay. Well, you're down in Orlando for about 5 or 6 days. Okay. Let's play in the Maui Invitational. You're in Hawaii. How many days? Pitt play Gonzaga in Japan. Had to go over. Regular season game. UConn opened with Michigan State 2 years ago in Germany. Okay. They went over and did it. The Great Alaska Shootout's been revived. You have regular season opportunities to travel all over the place that the average student doesn't have. I've just never been for these foreign trips. Never been for it. I just think it's a waste of money. And I'm not sure what you get out of it as a team. Because guess what? You come back and you don't really start practice again for another 6 weeks. I just don't understand what you get out of it. Just because they go, it's all hunky dory and awesome and incredible and it's great and the whole thing. It's like I sit back and I look around and go, okay, why are they doing this? I've been in sports a long time, right? And I ask myself repeatedly on certain things, okay, why are they doing this? Is there an educational value to them doing it? I'll agree with Dick on that. Yeah, there's an educational value to going overseas someplace and the whole deal. But again, the coach is going to say, look, everybody else is doing it. I've got to do it. And the coach is correct. He's absolutely right about that. I'm going to lose a competitive advantage because of this. And I agree with that. That's why I think that they should put in a rule and not allow them to go, anybody to go. Simple as that. And there's so many regular season opportunities now to go all over the place and play games. Because you have different sponsors all over the place. Hey, come on down to Charleston to play three games. We're going to take you over to Battleship Cove. You're going to have a dinner on the USS Yorktown. Hey, let's go to, let's see, what is the Battle for Atlantis? There's that tournament every single year. Now, you got teams going to the Bahamas. And these are all games that count. That's the difference. These games count, and there's a sponsor that is paying them to go. I'm perfectly fine with that. But athletic departments left and right are running deficits across the country. They're running deficits across the country. The Power Five schools aren't, for the most part. Okay, the Power Five schools, for the most part, are not running deficits. But most every other athletic department across the country is running a deficit. That's why I don't agree with some of the stuff that's happening like that. Never have. Now, do I say that Nathan Davis and his team should be denied a chance to go to Europe? No, if the rule says you can go, go. But I'm saying the rule needs to be changed. I prefer to see the rule changed because, again, your regular season opportunities, you can go anywhere you want now and play games in the regular season, anywhere. But if you're the coach, you're going to say, guess what? X, Y, and Z are all going. We need to go too. And as an athletic director, you're looking around saying, yeah, you're probably right. That's why I think they should change the rule. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. It's like the Michigan State basketball team when they went to the college football semifinal. Well, what's the difference between them going and the rest of the student body going? Oh, I don't know. The rest of the student body paid their own way? I mean, they took a charter down. They had a hotel to stay in that was paid for by the athletic department. Everything. Now, is it allowed under the rules? Yeah. Do I agree with it? No. You know you're going to be treated a little bit different than the student body to begin with. But part of the reason all these rules are in there is to try and keep you at least in the same neighborhood as the rest of the student body. And is anybody, you know, while everybody else at Michigan is paying to go on spring break, are any of the football players paying? No. They're not. In fact, they're going to get money. They're going to get a meal per diem every day down there. They're going to get a meal per diem every day down there. On top of getting a free room and the whole thing and practicing 2 days without pads. Then they'll practice 2 days with pads. So they're going to work hard. Student-athletes comprised a part of the block at the NCAA convention, and they made some interesting proposals, some of which need more time to look at. Student-athletes work extremely hard. Weight room, books, games, practices, extremely hard. But you got to be careful about where the line is between what they're allowed to do and what the rest of the student body is allowed to do. Remember, the rest of the student body is paying through the nose to be a part of the student body.